Apple TV under fire for mocking Catholicism over show featuring John Hamm breaking into church to snack on Eucharist, would he desecrate Muhammad? By Alana Mastrangelo on June 6, 2025. Apple TV's original series Your Friends and Neighbors mocked the Catholic faith in a recent episode that featured the show's star, actor John Hamm, breaking into a church to have sex and use the Eucharist as a snack. Ask John Hamm if he would desecrate Muhammad? I'm tired of how Hollywood elites disrespect the Catholic faith, thinking how cool? Sick perverted culture of demonic rot. Veteran actor and singer Robert Davi said. In season 1, episode 6 of Apple TV's Your Friends and Neighbors, two characters are seen breaking into a Catholic church, where the male character, played by Hamm, steals Eucharistic hosts from the tabernacle, which the two characters then proceed to eat as a snack. The man flippantly remarks about how they are eating the body of Christ, reads a letter sent to Apple CEO Tim Cook from Josh Mercer, the vice president of the Catholic group, Catholic Vote, obtained by Fox News. The man feeds a host to the female character and feigns blessing her, the letter adds. Then they begin engaging in romantic activity in the pews before the pastor walks in and they flee the church. Catholic Vote is demanding an apology, as well as the removal of the sacrilegious and blasphemous anti-Catholic scene from the show's episode. Would Apple dare mock any other religion this way? The Catholic group, which notes that it is the nation's largest lay Catholic advocacy organization, asked in a Tuesday X post. As Catholics, we have believed for 2,000 years that the Eucharist is not simply a piece of bread. It is the body, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, Mercer's letter to Cook continues. The practice of taking communion was instituted by Christ himself at the Last Supper. Mercer goes on to assert that the sacrilegious scene seems to bear little relevance to the plot, so it is clearly little more than a mean-spirited effort to mock Catholicism. This affront is even more disheartening at a time when Catholics are in a celebratory and hopeful frame of mind after the recent election of the new pope, the letter adds. We speak on behalf of millions of Catholics across the country and the world when we say we are shocked and outraged that Apple, one of the world's largest companies and an American icon, would promulgate such blatant disrespect for the world's largest religion on a show bearing the imprimatur, an Apple original, the Catholic group said. Mercer also cited a mission statement on Apple's website, in which the company suggests it values all walks of life as part of its core values. At Apple, we create a culture of collaboration where different experiences, backgrounds, and perspectives come together to make something magical and meaningful, the mission statement on Apple's website reads. The statement from Apple goes on to say, a culture with a North Star of dignity, respect, and opportunity for everyone. Because we're not all the same. And that remains one of our greatest strengths. Is promoting content which mocks and degrades the faith of Catholics compatible with this culture of dignity, respect, and opportunity for everyone? Would you permit an equivalent mockery of the Islamic faith or the Jewish faith? We think not, Mercer wrote to Cook. Why is it acceptable to Apple to disrespect Catholicism in this way? The Catholic group inquired. On behalf of millions of Catholics and fellow Christians around the globe, we call on you to remove this blasphemous episode from Apple TV+, Mercer declared. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.